What is up, everybody? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with the first Founders Journal of the week. For those of you that are joining for the first time, the Founders Journal is my daily audio diary where I talk about the most impactful moments, experiences, wins, and losses in my day behind the scenes at Morning Brew. As always, I'm joined by my co-pilot, Josh Kaplan. Hi, Josh. And today's episode is about the power of special S's, also known as special surprises. Let's hop into it.
The first surprise is what the S stands for. I thought you were going to hold out on us.
I was going to, but then I decided that the weight was killing you. So it's funny, where I actually get special S from has nothing to do with work. My girlfriend and her family are super close, and they had this thing growing up called special S's. And what that basically was is my girlfriend's mom or dad would get home from work, and without any sort of regularity, just when they felt like it, my girlfriend Carly's parents would do something special for Carly or her sisters, whether it be, you know, buying them sunflowers or just writing a card or a poem. And obviously, you know, these are small things. It's not like they're massively expensive gifts, but it was so impactful to Carly and her sisters that to this day, Carly tells me about, you know, how much she loves special S's. And it's actually caused me to, you know, do special S's for Carly. And it made me think about the power of special S's within a business as well. And so that's what I wanted to specifically talk about today. And the reason, you know, this is so timely is because we had a little special S for the Morning Brew team this morning.
Yeah, we did. Everyone's been talking about it in Slack. We've been loving it so far. We all got these little cartoon illustrations of ourselves. I already changed my Twitter and my Slack picture, so mine's no longer a turtle on Slack, which is a huge improvement.
Were you happy with your picture? If you had to grade it,
I would give it like a 9 out of 10. It was amazing. It makes me look older than I picture myself, which might say other things about me that anybody can read into. But I thought it was awesome. I thought, however you guys pulled it off and who you worked with was fantastic.
Yeah. So, you know, one, I want to give a shout out to Jenny, our director of growth at Morning Brew. She presented the idea. And I think the idea stemmed from where you see people who work at certain companies on LinkedIn all sharing kind of a similar aesthetic of, you know, their headshot. And I think, you know, the Wall Street Journal does a good job of this where, you know, you can picture in your head a Wall Street Journal employee who has kind of like their cartoonist profile picture that's done in black and white. I believe people from Blackstone also kind of have this uniform profile picture. And I think it just adds a level of brand legitimacy. But for me, as I think back to special S's, you know, I think it's one thing for my co-founder Austin and myself to reiterate how important the team is to us and how nothing that we're building at Morning Brew would be possible without our team. But I also think that it's important at times to have things like special S's where just for the hell of it, for no reason at all, not because we're celebrating a big company milestone, we just do something fun, interesting, and creative to show our team that we're always thinking about them. And so where this was actually prompted from, I'm going to give a plug to someone not in Morning Brew, this guy, Cooper Kraus, who is a global sales director at Full Scale. He has, you know, engaged with a lot of my LinkedIn posts in the past, and I saw his headshot on LinkedIn. I was like, wow, that is awesome. I need to see where Cooper got this done. I hit Cooper up and they basically said, Cooper, I want to get this done for the entire Morning Brew team. Can you tell me who you worked with? And this is kind of also the things that serendipitously happen when you do special S's or you just do interesting, new and unique things. Is Cooper was like, I got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of the brew and don't worry about this. Just send me the headshots and I'll get it done free of charge. And so like, not only did we get to, you know, surprise and delight our team, but I got to connect with a massive brew fan who literally had 50 cartoon profiles made. And it turned out really well. And I think the thing that's important to me is it is very hard in like the busyness of work to remind yourself to do things when it isn't a big moment. But I actually think that's the time when things are most appreciated because they're not going to be expected by your employees or your team members. And I think of all these kind of like downstream positive effects of a special S. So everything from connecting with Cooper and having this done for free to getting employees to talk to each other. So, you know, I don't know if Josh did this after he got it, but like there's naturally now a talking point for employees to share their photos with each other and basically say, you know, did the artist do a good job with this? Did they not? It also, I think, is a great employer branding tool. Right now, when some of our employees use this on social, it'll be a conversation starter where someone's going to ask, wow, how'd you get this profile picture done? And, you know, they'll be able to talk about how, you know, everyone at Morning Brew has one of these. It's also great for our website about page. So like the list goes on, but you know, my biggest point is it is hard to think about everyone constantly, but I think finding ways to show your appreciation for the people that are most important to you always pays dividends. And it doesn't have to be in the form of spending a shit ton of money. Like candidly, we didn't spend any money for these, but moving forward, it's not going to be us spending a ton of money to get this for employees. But I think it has an outsized impact on our team for the amount of money that we're spending on it.
It was the first thing that came up in my next meeting after the team meeting. It was, oh, what's your work like? And we swapped it. Yeah, it was great. It was a nice moment. Do you think the surprise nature of it was essential to the delivery of the kind gesture?
I think so, because like, again, I think people would have really appreciated it if we literally just sent it to them in a message. But I think it brings this level of camaraderie. Like it's almost like an internal PR event around something. Like in my mind, it was like, you know, we made these, we could share with everyone, but why not make this into a moment in our all hands and create some camaraderie where in our all hands meeting, you know, I quickly revealed that we're doing these pictures for everyone going forward and then shared the headshots of three people on our team and got them to react to it. And to me, this was just like a really cool way to one, get a few funny people on our team talking, but just creating camaraderie around it. So I don't think it was absolutely necessary to make this like internal PR event. But at the end of the day, I'm all about squeezing the juice out of things. And if we, you know, we're going to do a unique moment that had value in it, why not squeeze as much juice out of it as we can?
I dig it. I enjoyed it.
Cool. Well, thank you everyone for listening to the Founders Journal. And if there's one thing that you walk away from this episode with, it's that small gestures can make a massive impact on people, irrespective of how much it costs. And so try to remind yourself with some level of regularity about the importance of the people on your team and coming up with, you know, little ways to surprise and delight your team. I would love to hear from everyone watching if there are any special lessons that your company has done for you in the last 6 months, or if there's anything that you have done for your company or are thinking about doing. And I'd love to share those special lessons on a future episode. So shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com to share your special lesson. And it may get featured on an upcoming Founders Journal. Thanks everyone for listening and have an awesome week.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.